Okie dokie. Hey guys, it's Anis, and I saw this lovely little questionnaire by Sparkle X Dream. Sparkle is someone that has been chilling out and listening to a lot of my audios, and I owe it somewhat to her to answer these questions. I really appreciate you keeping up with me and all that other stuff, Sparkle. Thank you so much. A thank you to everyone else who does. I gave you all shout-outs on that backstage post where they were saying, you know, people give thanks. You guys are all great. I think I've honestly reached a point where I have become completely and utterly comfortable with myself. I have really cemented myself a little bit in the community. I'm really happy. Like, completely and utterly fucking glad. I know I do, like, a little bit of prefacing, like, before every single questionnaire, but, like, I always feel like these are about getting to know people, so, like, I kind of always want to give you guys a little bit about me before I really start. Also, thanks everybody who commented and listened to my latest project that I put up. It was something I wanted to do for a little minute. I thought it would do pretty well, considering how well John's things do. He actually just put out a big party that I wasn't a part of because I wanted to focus on other projects. I think I'm about to get into some fun stuff soon, once I finish some obligations on script fills and stuff like that. So keep your eyes peeled. Anyway, let's go ahead and get on it. Number one, if the last text you sent was the title of your autobiography, what is it called? The last text I sent was While Wearing Flannel. And it was actually, it really should have been part of another text, but like my friend was saying, what are you going for as Halloween? So I said, I'm going as the guy who nailed your mom, second text, while wearing flannel. My coworker and I always make sexual jokes about each other's moms. It's just kind of our thing. It's like, it's always funny. It's weird. We're weird. Anyway, so the actual autobiography is called While Wearing Flannel, A Memoir of a Licorice Lumberjack, foreword by You Little Mako. Number two, what is a physical feature you get complimented on the most? What is the physical feature you notice first on another person? What is a physical feature you like the most about yourself? The physical feature that gets complimented on the most is my beard, because it's just the most noteworthy thing about my appearance, really. Before that, I guess it would probably be, like, eyes. I have very expressive, like, very caring kind of looking eyes that are hazel, so they change colors. What is the physical feature you notice first on another person? Physical feature? Eyes. Eyes and eyebrows. I'm a real big fan of dark, prominent brows, like thick brows. And eyes, typically brown eyes. I love brown eyes, but honestly, I'm not like super picky. Those are things that draw me quicker, but they're not game changers. Physical features are never game changers. What is a physical feature you like the most about yourself? My eyes. I love my eyes and I love my smile. And I think I love them even more now because I'm so comfortable with myself now, and I can see it in my face, like when I look at myself in the mirror. It's the most important parts of my facial features. Number three, describe qualities you look for in an ideal partner. Hey, Mr. Man. I'm not editing that out. I like keeping my pug stuff in here. Shoo, she ain't nothing out there. It what? Someone outside too spooky for you? Is it too spooky for you? Too spooky for Pug? Three spooky, five Pug? Uh-huh. Ain't nothing. It's a car. Hey, meet your man. Shoosh. Shoosh. Okie dokie. Ideal partner. I mean, that is a lot of things. Because, you know, it's ideal. But I'm not gonna need all these things for a partner. But it's a long list of things I'd like to have in a partner. If I could have an ideal partner. My ideal partner would like metal music. She would like going to live shows. She would be a big geek and probably play like D&D and would play with me. She would be really balanced in like the spectrum of a lot of behaviors, like, you know, spontaneity and all that other stuff. She'd like a wide spectrum of things, like, you know, in terms of food and art and all that other stuff. She'd be adventurous. She would, I mean, I don't need someone who's like Einstein level intelligence. I'd like someone who's probably a little well read. I mean, it's not like I've read a bunch of like really important books, I'll admit, but I have read like a lot of books, even if a lot of it is fantasy novels. So, I get a lot of compliments on my vocabulary and my word use, and that's partially because of reading. It's you can be anybody if you read, you get it. A recent addition, I guess, would be someone who would be supportive of me still being on Gone Wild Audio. I would not want to stop making content for you guys simply because I got into a romantic relationship. And I wouldn't want to have to keep it a secret. I feel like keeping secrets like that from your partner is like, I mean, maybe at first, but like, I feel like that's going to cause tension later, you know, and I'm not the best at keeping secrets necessarily. Well, at least like, if I feel like I shouldn't be, and like, also she needs to be a dog person. We could have cats, but the cat has to be cuddly. I'm not going to handle having a cat that's an asshole, which is a lot of cats. My roommate's cat's really nice, though. He's actually really cool, and he loves my dog, so it works out really good. It'd be great if she was bisexual, because then we could both vibe on, like, you know, I'd be, like, looking at a dude, and it's like, yo, motherfucker's handsome. And she'd be looking at a chick, and I'd look at the chick, too, and we'd be like, damn, she's cute, you know, shit like that. She wouldn't be possessive. Like, she wouldn't have any problems with the fact that I find other people attractive. Like, we wouldn't need to be like non-monogamous, but we would have to like be able to both appreciate other people's aesthetic beauty. Like, if we can't do that, I'm gonna be like, no, you're too possessive, that's not okay, that's gonna make me pissed off. I know people who are like that, and that, or at least I did know people who were like that, and I always thought that was so fucking confusing. That's not how human beings are wired. We're not wired for monogamy. We're just not. Like, that's something for a completely different questionnaire, though. And I guess, I mean, there's some other things I could probably, she should like beer and coffee. She should definitely like beer and coffee. That would be mucho bueno. Number four, what celebrity do you people say you look like? What about a celebrity you sound like? I once had someone say I looked like Orlando Bloom back when I was younger and didn't have a beard. I'm not really sure if that's the case. I haven't really gotten any other celebrity comparison since, I don't think. What about a celebrity you sound like? I don't think I've gotten that either. I don't think I've ever gotten that. Number five, what is something people normally wouldn't guess about you? Considering how really like loving and sweet and comforting I am, Like, I'm the kind of person that can make you feel at ease. Like, I'm the kind of person that you'll be tempted to overshare with upon meeting me. Like, that's just the kind of person I am. The thing that people might not know about me is that I actually was not always like this. I was actually the complete opposite. I did not love myself. I did not like a lot of people. I struggled with repressed anger and a lot of other shitty emotions because I had some, like, really not necessarily great upbringing. But I channeled all of that into being a stronger person. And now my number one wish in the world is that everyone loves themselves like me. I want everybody in the world to appreciate themselves. Love your body. Love your soul. Love other people. Make other people love themselves. Be careful with other people. I don't want to go too far down there. I get all heated up, but like some of you I've talked to already know that about me, how passionate I am about that. Number six, what is your favorite thing about the month of November? The weather cooling off. Cause a lot of the other stuff is not necessarily like central to November. Like I wouldn't even say Thanksgiving is my favorite thing because, it's not like I eat a fuck ton. And honestly, we could eat that food whenever we wanted. Like, we really could. There's nothing stopping me from making a turkey any other time. Or green bean casserole, or broccoli casserole, or, you know, stuff like that. I guess maybe more specific to me, a lot of my friends' birthdays are in November, so I usually get to celebrate a lot of birthdays, which is always really cool. Number seven, what's something you wish you could say to someone but don't have the guts to? Don't worry, what happens on Gone Wild Audio stays on Gone Wild Audio. There's a married couple that I'm friends with that actually literally lives within walking distance of my house or my condo majigger thingy. It's a townhouse. I want to ask her straight up, yo, let me get up with you and your hubby, because I know they're not monogamous. So I want to ask her, but I'm really weird. Like, she and I have like been in a professional client kind of relationship in the past recently. Like, we did a photo shoot together and I feel like that's kind of weird because I want to do more shoots with her. And I don't know. It's weird. It's kind of weird and I feel awkward, but I feel like if I asked, she'd probably say yeah. Or at least, you know, be like, yo, get to know us better. And then we'll say yeah. So, because one of the things that I want to do, like, the most sexually is be in three ways. I was in a three-way with another married couple I was friends with, like, 2 years ago, and it was pretty fucking awesome. It could have been a lot better, but it was still pretty damn cool. Number eight, tell me a funny story that happened to you while you were intoxicated. There was a party where... it was the first time I'd ever had Bud Light Platinum, and go ahead, condemn me for drinking Bud Light, but Bud Light Platinum is pretty damn good for the price. It's 6% alcohol, it's smooth as fuck, and you can drink it at room temperature. It's that damn good. Like, it's Bud Light's probably, like, to me, it's like their only good product. Anyway, it was the first time I'd ever had it. And I drank a couple of those on top of everything else I was having, and I got really fucked up. And I was so incoherent, they asked me to spell D&D, and I literally spelled like 28 letters, like random letters. I tried kissing a girl. Like, I didn't like force it. It was just like, yo, hey, girl, let me kiss you. And she was like, oh, I can't. And I'm like, yo, girl, don't worry about it. I got you. And like, they had me on they actually had me on film. They deleted that video. They just wanted me to see it. But that was kind of embarrassing, but it was pretty funny. Like, my friend actually said that I was the funniest guy he'd ever seen at a party ever. And I was like, you know what? I feel a little less bad about it. The rest of that day kind of sucked because I was really hungover and somebody hit my car. But, you know, it was all right. Number nine, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind? I kind of touched on this in an earlier question. What kind of legacy? Love yourself, love other people. Yeah, just spread love around and hope everyone does the same. I want to leave a legacy of, like, people thought that I helped them be more like they wanted to be. Number 10, what Gone Wild audio artists would you most like to grab a beer with in real life? There are people who I've been regularly corresponding with that I would like to, although I think only one of them really drinks beer. Melt My Happiness likes to get a pint occasionally, and I would love, love, love to get a pint with her. I know Little Mako's not really big into alcohol, but I'd love to get a pint with you. I'd love to get a pint with Aphrodite, Little Miss Aphrodite, but she doesn't drink booze either, so I guess we'll just drink coffee. That's fine. UK Rex, we need to get a stiff Guinness. Like, I mean, if Guinness could be any stiffer, we should get it. Moondance, let's get a beer. Let's all get a beer. Like, everybody that I like from the UK and the surrounding area, just pop out from the woodworks, come to the same pub, and get a beer. I don't know when this is going to happen, but it's not out of the realm of possibility. You just have to believe in yourself. And I mean, honestly, a lot of people on here are fucking cool, though. Like, I would get a beer with probably a lot of these motherfuckers. I'm really cool, I'm really chill, and I can really go with the flow. As long as you're not an asshole, I can have a good time with you and have a beer. That's really all there is to it. So, I hope you guys enjoyed my answers. I'm glad I managed to have a little bit of pug combo in my audio. And now I'm going to drink some hipster beer and try to do some script fills that I promised I was going to do. And I'm trying to get done. And I've got other ideas, so you guys keep your eyes peeled. Love you guys. Stay sweet. Until next time.